You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal from Infowars.com and band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. Very happy to be hosting this for you here today. I think this is a great idea for a show if you are new to the program, as I am. This is my first time hosting. You know that this is going to be a call-in show where basically the entire show is going to be taken up with calls from you, the Infowars audience, which is why American Journal is such an appropriate title. This will be the journal of the American people, not us telling you what to think, but you telling us what's going on in the mind of regular Americans. And the reason I think this is such a valuable program to have and why I'm so happy to be the one hosting it for you is because the truth fears no scrutiny. You can't do this if you were the Young Turks, if you were some sort of leftist program. You would be inundated with calls telling you how wrong you are, calling you out for your lies and disinformation. We don't have to worry about that. We fear no objection to what we are saying because, hey, if you have information that proves us wrong, we'd love to hear it. We don't want to be wrong. We want to be right. And if you can help us to be that, then we appreciate your call. But I think you'll find most of the time what we cover here through mainstream media or through our articles at Infowars.com is the truth, and that the calls that you'll hear throughout the day today and moving forward as we continue this program will be calls helping us break down in detail and flesh out and reveal the truth behind some of the headlines rather than calling us up and exposing our lies. That's just not going to happen. So I'm very happy to be in a place, to work in a place and have a show that we don't fear feedback from the audience. We welcome it. We invite it. We want to hear what you're thinking because, once again, the truth fears no scrutiny. So I'm very happy to be under your scrutiny today. And as we move forward, the news I cover, the information that I broadcast out to you, I want you to question it. I want you to double check it. I want you to do the research behind it. And if you find I'm misinformed about something, I want you to call in and set the record straight. That's what this show is all about. So I think it's a totally unique opportunity for us, unique almost in the media sphere, except for places like C-SPAN, where they welcome calls in from everybody. The idea of a call-in show sort of passe at this point. People don't do this anymore. They have their narratives that they're trying to put forward, and they don't want anybody calling up and putting a stick in those spokes. They don't want anybody coming in and messing up their carefully manipulated construction of reality. And so they aren't going to welcome the American people to call in and let them know their opinions. So we're in a totally unique situation in the media landscape of being able to offer that to you, the American people, a platform to express yourself, whether you agree or disagree with us. The truth fears no scrutiny. Now, with that in mind, we will be hearing from Alex Jones in the next segment. But first, here is a short clip from Tucker Carlson, talking about one of the biggest problems America faces as we move forward.
It's been a very long time since anyone close to what we would consider the mainstream has endorsed eugenics. And that's exactly what that is. It's eugenics. But suddenly it's everywhere. Earlier this month, the New York Times, supposedly our greatest newspaper, interviewed a leading expert on medical ethics and vaccination at the University of Pennsylvania. He's a man called Harold Schmidt. Here's how Harold Schmidt advised the CDC. Quote, older populations are whiter. Society is structured in a way that enables them to live longer. Instead of giving additional health benefits to those who already have more of them, we can start to level the playing field a bit. Level the playing field. That means intentionally causing people's deaths because they're the wrong color. When was the last time you heard someone say something like that out loud in this country? Probably not since around 1945. That's when we all agreed that letting certain people die because of their race was bad public policy, not to mention evil. But suddenly our leaders have forgotten that lesson. It's like the Second World War never happened. In the same New York Times piece that quotes Harold Schmidt, yet another doctor makes a similar point. His name is Mark Lipsitch. He's an epidemiologist at Harvard. Here's why he thinks teachers should not be included in the now favored category of non-healthcare essential
sickening
workers.
Stuff, folks. We hear from Alex Jones and take your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living
Defense. You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
A debate has been raging for over a month since it became clear that the deep state multinational globalist combine was stealing the 2020 election from the American people, part of their larger global takeover with the Great Reset. It became clear that we need a new declaration of independence. It became clear that we are being overtaken by fraud. So the larger debate is centered around, does Trump declare martial law? Does he declare the Insurrection Act and rehold elections in the states where there's overwhelming evidence of fraud? And the answer is yes. We need a new Declaration of Independence. But for the president to have the support of the people, he needs to rally the people, and he needs to call them out from the Resolute desk on a nightly basis, breaking down his case. We only have 29 days left until the coronation, the installation of Joe Biden. And so Trump's done the right thing, putting out videos calling for rallies and putting out tweets saying come to D.C. on the 6th. But it's not enough. We need absolute direct presidential leadership now, laying out the Chi-Com threat, exposing Hunter Biden, exposing Joe Biden, exposing his brother, going after them all. Now, I've seen some really good signs that Trump's preparing to do that. You also seen Bill Barr come out and try to torpedo things yesterday, saying, look, there was no election fraud and Hunter Biden's done nothing wrong. That is absolutely criminal. That is absolutely obvious that they are desperate, knowing that Trump has all this ammunition, that they want to further discredit that. Barr has been ordered by his handlers and by the people that have dirt on him to come out and do that. That is a politically suicidal mission that will destroy his name for the rest of his life. That's because they've got all hands on deck to stop this global awakening, and they're throwing everything they've got at the American people and people of the world to silence us. Barr wouldn't have done that unless he knew Trump's preparing to take action, and unless he understood how much trouble the deep state's in. Look at how Google, subsidiary YouTube, yesterday was taking down videos, we've now learned, not just in the opening statement of Trump's lawyers laying out the affidavits, the facts, the witnesses of total fraud in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, and other states, but the fact that they were taking down other videos from Congress as well. And they're now even beginning to block videos of senators. This is next level. This is what an enemy does when they take you over. They cut your communications. That's why band.video and our satellite radio and TV uplinks are more important than ever. And that's why everybody has got to call their local TV stations, if you don't have one picking us up in the area, and say, listen, this is free to air. You can cover up all the ads with your ads. InfoWars has been proven right. That's why they've been silenced and demonized. Now they're silencing the Senate. Now they're silencing Congress. You need to get upset about this at your station, and you need to put the truth on to be the modern Paul Revere. And a lot of station owners and managers are patriots. A lot of them are now starting to pick up the show. The broadcast is exploding, which again is another example of the huge awakening. President Trump, every metric shows, won in a gigantic landslide. I'll give you just one. All the major polls showed upwards of 35 to 40% of black males saying they supported Trump, when before the previous high for a black male American supporting a Republican was at about 10%. And the numbers go on for Hispanics, over 60%, black women, over 20%, that's more than double. Then on election night in those key states before they stop the counting, Trump was 2, 4, 5, and 6 points ahead. His previous margins of victory were half a point or a point in those states. That's double or triple the numbers he got last time in the margin of victory. And it goes on and on and on. So this is a total repudiation of the New World Order, a total repudiation of globalism, a total overturn of their system, all their media, all their propaganda, all the big tech money, all of the lies, all the disinfo against Trump, and it couldn't bring him down. It couldn't stop him. So they didn't know what to do. So despite the 80 million ballots and all the ones they mailed in for months fraudulently and all the 18-wheelers coming in with the pre-filled out ballots, and we have the witnesses of that as well, just incredible smoking guns in Pennsylvania, despite all that evidence, still the system is trying to tell us that Trump didn't win because there's nothing they can do. They have been exposed. They have been politically annihilated. There's been a total political realignment against them. And the Chi-Coms understand this. And now President Trump has killed the daily briefings from the Pentagon to Biden, showing he's got a group in the Pentagon that knows what's going on. And now he's kicked all the Chinese companies off the stock exchange. This is economic war. This is absolutely America fighting for its life. So call your friends, call your neighbors, call everyone you know, call talk radio, call C-SPAN, call into this show and raise the alarm on the original digital platforms that in many cases are still bigger than the internet. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they moved too early with their AI censorship before all the talk radio and all the other systems were shut off. And so now talk radio and local TV stations are islands of resistance. And out of these islands of resistance and truth, these lighthouses in a sea of lies, is InfoWars, one of the largest, strongest lighthouses out there, putting out the most hardcore truth. There's one lighthouse bigger. It's about 100 times bigger, maybe 1,000 times bigger. And it's President Trump in the next 29 days while he's still president. He must ignite that light. He must himself lead the charge. He must speak out now. So everyone you know, contact the White House. Do it yourself. Tell others do it. Contact the White House and tell Trump you want to see him lead from the front now. And if we don't see him doing that before January 6th, we know that he's just organizing support from the public to basically parlay some behind-the-scenes deals for himself. I don't think that's how Trump operates. I haven't seen him act like that yet. But I'm starting to, at one level, get concerned, one level, get optimistic. We should have a debate about this on air today here on the new show that we just launched with Owen Schroyer and myself and other hosts that are going to be hosting it. And this, of course, is American Journal weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. ahead of my show. Again, back to Owen Schroyer, who's hosting today. He'll be opening the phones up and taking a ton of your calls. God bless and good luck. History's happening right now. And don't forget that final ingredient, the most important, getting on our knees before God, humbling ourselves, repenting, seeking God's face, and asking He heal our land. Again, God bless and good luck.
It's Alex Jones laying out some of the conflicts that we face here at this most important time in history. Really incredible things going on. Of course, the big story of the day is this stimulus package, which is really nothing more than legal looting of the American people. And we'll go through some of the pork barrel spending that is included in that, included just hundreds of millions of dollars to foreign nations and very bizarre programs, very little for the American people. We'll get into all of those numbers in a little bit, as well as the actions of William Barr that Alex Jones talked about in that segment. But most importantly, we want to hear from you. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. And give us a call now. I'm going to let you drive the show. Whatever you want to call and talk about, let the call screener know the topic that you want to discuss. And I'll just sort of go down the list and respond to, or, you know, hear from you and hopefully flesh out some of your discussion with some of these amazing headlines from InfoWars.com. At the same time, We, of course, have an Israeli submarine reportedly crossing Suez in a mission, in a message to Iran as U.S. warships enter the Persian Gulf. You've got similar war footing being taken with China and freedom passports being rolled out in Britain, the UK now requiring passports to go into places like bars and pubs to prove that you've been vaccinated. It's a brave new world that we're entering into unless we here at InfoWars can do something about it. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. This is the American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith, and we'll be taking your calls on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. Unless you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com, feel free to go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us build out this show, make it bigger and better than ever. InfoWarsStore.com funds everything that we do here at InfoWars.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grapefruit
grapeseed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem, then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole, organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your living defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's the American Journal here on InfoWars.com, band.videonewswars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Those are the important URLs to know and share as we continue to wage this war against globalists on their own field of battle, the field of ideas, where your mind is the battlefield. We'll go out to your phone calls in just a moment. First, I want to go to this video. It's a viral video that's been spreaded around, and I think it's pretty darn good. It's called How to Steal an Election, and it lays out just how easy it was for the globalists to control the media and the government and all the information that is not funneled through places like InfoWars.com. It shows just how easy it is for those people to completely dominate a country that is supposedly free like America. Here it is, the viral video, How to Steal an Election.
Start with a virus imported into America. Talk about it nonstop. Call some governors. Not them. That's your guys. Put patients into nursing homes. Kill thousands. Blame the president. Keep blaming. Blame some more. Lock down small business. Kill the economy. Push mail-in voting. Stoke a race war. Call for riots. Pick a candidate. No, not her. Yeah, that's more like it. Lock him in his basement. Shield him from the press. Don't cover this. Keep doing that. Ignore the economic recovery. Downplay the world peace. Pump the polls. Pump. Don't stop pumping. Install your software in swing states. That was fast. Take control of polling stations. Call off the election when you're losing. Kick everyone out. Pull out all the extra ballots. Get the software to do its thing. Get the media to say it's over. Call the big tech guys. Ban anyone who notices. Act like the whole thing never happened. Stealing the most powerful republic in the world. It's that easy.
How to Steal an Election. The video's on InfoWars.com. The headline, powerful video, How to Steal an Election. It really is that simple, and you'll notice the primary method that is used in that quick summation of what has occurred over the year 2020 is a control of information. That is their primary source of power, is their ability to absolutely control the information that gets out to the American people. Because it can seem incredible to us in the info war, in the information continuum, we're baffled at the fact that Americans don't understand what's going on. They don't see the obvious fraud being committed. You have to remember, most people aren't this tuned in. Most people aren't this informed. The vast majority of people maybe tune into the news once a day. Mostly it's local. Maybe they hear one or two things about how Donald Trump is lying about the election being stolen, and that's what they believe because they haven't committed the time it takes to do the further research to find out what the truth is. It is really incredible what you can do when you control the access to information of an entire nation of people. Baffling to us, obviously, because we know what's going on behind the scenes, because we actually see the claims of voter fraud and know that they have merit. We actually were reporting on COVID-19 months before anybody else in the mainstream media. We're aware of what's going on, but you have to remember the vast, vast majority of American people are too busy with their everyday lives to dedicate the time to pay attention to this. So hopefully we can rectify in some small way that informational control that the globalists exert on the American people. Now, as promised, let's go out to your phone calls. We have Dave in North Carolina wants to talk about a appropriate response to that video that we just saw, the theft of the election. What do? We stand up and protest it. Thank you so much for calling, Dave. You're on the air.
So I guess first thing is that I'd like to have your staff get my number at some point and call me back, because I have a lot of good ideas. I've always thought about these ideas over the years, and I work every day. In fact, I'm calling from work right now and never had the time to call and spend, you know, the time to wait on the phone.
Sure.
But a couple quick ideas. So this has to do with the rally on the 6th. And I think we need to organize it almost like a military movement, you know, where you see the guys in the old movies, where there's a guy, you have a briefing room where they have a map up, and, you know, we're bringing the troops in from here and there. But a couple ideas I have is, number one, try to elicit some of the celebrities to show up. John Boyd, you know, Jesse Ventura from and, you know, those guys to come. And then also other folks across the country that can't make it to Washington, D.C., could show up at certain places around the country, like St. John's Church in Virginia there, Richmond, where Patrick Henry did the Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death. Mm-hmm. Faneuil Hall up in Boston, the Statue of Liberty, Independence Hall, the Alamo, the Gateway Arch. And then also have like a segment where you could have people, you could do like a video thing to give people more information on actually what it means to come into D.C., because there's a lot of people like me. I went to the rally in November and the one last Saturday. And it's like, where am I going to park? What am I going to do? Kind of have, you know, sort of a battle plan together, like where to assemble, you have different groups, where are we going at this time, that time. I would expect that at some point throughout the course of the day, we're going to all be surrounding the Capitol building. You know, in other words, kind of set up camps. And the idea would be also to bring in people from all over the country. And, I mean, there's roads that are going to be leading into D.C., and if we have as many people as we think are going to be coming in on a weekday like that, the highways are going to be jammed up. So I'm saying, you know, you have the truckers, bikers, if the weather's warm enough. You have, you know, people in their cars, and you know, even the Amish Dutch, and, you know, have them come in on their little buggies with their horses, and, you know, just jam everything up. And if even people aren't even to even making it to D.C., it'd be nice to see Patriots jamming up all the highways, 95, 270, 50, 60. Just to show the total number of people coming in there. Bring your flags. Another really good idea I have also is to for everybody to bring their state flags. North Carolina, I'm planning on bringing my state flags. I think it's good to show representation from different parts of the country. Everybody has American flags, the Gadsden flags, and the different Trump flags and so forth. But I think it's real important to show, you know, where you're coming from. And then one final thing, and I'll have to leave. I got to get back to work. But the one final thing is, and I when I called on Friday to talk to Alex on his first show here with the American Journal, is that the song "Battle Hymn of the Republic," which I think at one time was in the running to be the national anthem. And if you listen to the words of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, it applies very greatly to the situation we have right now in our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir.
Yeah, he has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. You know, he has loosed the faithful lightning of
his terrible swift sword. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, David. We're about to go to commercial break. Please feel free to call in.
Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Feel free to call in every day as we continue this call-in show.
Yeah.
Battle Hymn of the Republic was actually written by a woman after having seen the Union Army arrayed in Washington, D.C. She was so struck with the sheer scale of this army as it was about to embark into the South. And she went home and wrote that song just in sheer reverie of the awe-inspiring might of the American people. And you're right, it serves both sides of the Civil War. It serves us here now. Battle Hymn of the Republic. Brilliant stuff.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. And if you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible, and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar, and if you want to stop the globalist, at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell others do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money, and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Earlier today, I made the point that President Trump must declare a new Declaration of Independence and then use a constitutional mechanism like the Insurrection Act to declare new elections in five states and to rally the American people to support him. That is the best course of action. We have overwhelming evidence of total fraud. Those states should be overturned. The Supreme Court, according to law, should have done that. But the courts admit, and judges have gone public around the country, that they are intimidated by Black Lives Matter and the mob and the left and the mainstream media. And so because of the institutional rot and the cowardice, it really turns to we the people. So President Trump needs to rally the states, rally the governors. He needs to rally we the people to occupy D.C. in the face of these tyrants, to create the political will and courage to do the right thing. If we don't, it's not just giving power to the Democrats. giving power to the Chi-Coms and their fully compromised operative Joe Biden. I've prayed about this. I've thought about this. I've looked at this. Those that say we shouldn't have an insurrection act, those that say that Trump shouldn't do this, have not studied Andrew Jackson. They've not studied Roosevelt. They've not studied history. They've not studied July 4, 1776, the Declaration of Independence. It is our right, it is our duty to throw off these bonds when they become destructive of our liberty. And the globalists are the ones burning down our cities. They're the ones assaulting us. They're the ones trying to debase our currency. They're the ones trying to kill the police. They're the ones trying to bring in UN control. They're the ones conquering us and occupying us. And if you read the definition of when martial law comes in, it's when you're occupied, when you've been captured. And so we're already under martial law. We're already under medical martial law. Trump needs to come out and declare COVID basically a fraud. He's declared the mask a fraud. He's declared the vaccine a fraud. That's his biggest pitfall, was partly buying into that. But after that, he needs to move forward against Klaus Schwab, against the Great Reset, and lay out to the American people from the Resolute Desk that this is a world government corporate takeover, in their own words, to consolidate power and end nation states and make populations poor while inoculating us with deadly mRNA vaccines that literally reprogram our very DNA. We're living in a science fiction dystopia. The system is trying to collapse us with this blitzkrieg evolution or fourth revolution. We must say no to this de-evolution. We must say no to this authoritarian takeover. We must relaunch the Renaissance now, and that must be done with the president while he's still president, declaring 1776 peacefully, part two. It is time for the president to initiate that now. Again, I know you're debating this live on air right now. Hope everybody spreads the word about this live transmission, because the enemy is hinging everything on controlling our communications. We knew the big censorship was coming. We knew the attempt to do this was going to happen. We knew Obama put the internet kill switch in, which is now selectively enforced with AI against conservatives and nationalists and Christians and populists. And so you can override the enemy with a chain reaction, letting them know about band.video and the live feeds at Infowars.com, and then telling others to share the link with others, and then tell them to share it with others, and it completes the circuit, the chain reaction. Again, back to Owen Schroer in the live broadcast and your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Info War. We must declare the second Declaration of Independence. We must initiate 1776.
You know, it's amazing. We do need a new Declaration of Independence. The good news is we already have the perfect format to just change a few words, and the old Declaration of Independence actually works perfectly for our current situation. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary to separate the bonds that tie two people together. I mean, this is exactly what we're dealing with. Nothing that happens in Washington, D.C. is for my interest. They're a cabal of criminals that's there intending to loot me and send my money to their own constituents, usually in other countries. There's no reason that they should have a say in my life. There is the need for a second Declaration of Independence. But really, there's the need for the first Declaration of Independence issued this time, not against King George in England, but against the criminals in Washington, D.C. It's exactly what we need. The caller before mentioned the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech from Patrick Henry. That speech as well perfectly fits the modern world. I mean, perfectly lays out where we are in the modern world at this current junction that we find ourselves, just with a few little tweaks here or there, a few little changes. Instead of the British Navy arrayed off the coast of America, ready to descend upon the colony and enslave the inhabitants, we have the globalists, the Chinese, the multinational corporations, essentially doing the same thing. And in that speech, of course, he's basically saying, I understand that many respectable people are calling for peace, but peace is gone. Peace is no longer an option. And it's folly to keep pursuing peace when you have an army approaching your shores, intent on oppressing you. Peace and that option is out the window. So all of the, it's just absolutely amazing how history repeats itself and how the specter, the monster of tyranny rears its ugly head and has to be beaten back down into the earth by free patriots. And if they don't stand up and do it, then tyranny wins. And we see it over and over and over again, whether you're reading the founding fathers and their objections to England, how they match perfectly with our objections to Washington, D.C., or whether you move forward a little bit in time and read the Gulag Archipelago and read about how the Soviet Union came to be. And you see these parallels once again, because this is a continuous just perpetual truth in humanity, that tyranny rises up in an attempt to oppress and control. And if you don't stand up, as the case in the Soviet Union, if you allow this tyranny to take root, it becomes very, very difficult to get out from under it again. The prevention of the tyranny, while it may seem dire, while it may seem extreme, the measures you have to take to prevent the tyranny, once the tyranny is embedded, the rejection of that tyranny becomes infinitely more difficult. Now I want to go out to the phone calls, because what we're talking about here is all interconnected very clearly. All of these different plans being rolled out. Of course, the freedom passports to allow those who test negative into pubs being rolled out in England. The same type of app, barcode, is being promoted by people like Andrew Yang here in the United States. And all of this has been foretold. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, history doesn't just repeat itself. God himself has told us what was going to happen and wrote it in a little book called Revelations. With that, I want to go to Charles in Maryland, who wants to talk about how the vaccine is laying the groundwork for the mark of the beast. Thank you so much for calling in, Charles. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Harrison.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the vaccine, in particular Bill Gates' vaccine, which seems to be leading the charge. My understanding from reading the patent number on his vaccine is 060606. I've read that in multiple sources. If you could confirm that for me, that'd be great. But I wanted to read to you in chapter 13, just a couple of verses here. This makes it pretty clear to me if this is the case. But it says, it also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. And then it says, this calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, or it is the number of man. That number is 666. Well, to me, that is as clear as day, if that is the number on the vaccine, that the prophecy is being fulfilled right before our eyes.
Yeah, I think you're close. The crew just pulled up a very interesting patent there. Guys, if you can go back to that page, it was the patent number 2020-060606, and it's the cryptocurrency system using body activity data, which would tie in exactly to what you're talking about. And, it is amazing. Maybe it's just coincidence that the Book of Revelation seems to lay out all of this stuff decades, millennia before the technology was possible to fulfill those prophecies. And yet here we are with the technology. We're seeing it come to pass as it has been foretold. And yet people still think that this is just nonsense. It's gibberish. We're literally seeing it rolled out in real time. And if you don't resist it now, you really just have yourself to blame. How many warnings can you get? How much forethought can be put into this before you realize this isn't something random that's happening? This is an anti-God, satanic plan for total domination of the world. More of your phone calls on the other side, folks.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20. Thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chucky Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever when the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth. We know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side and the globalists know it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the American Journal on InfoWars.com. My name is Harrison Smith. The top story of the day is yet another government initiative, yet another long-standing government tradition of making nobody happy, really just making everybody mad, except, of course, for the government themselves, the politicians themselves, very happy, very proud of this so-called stimulus package. It passed the Senate overwhelmingly at a 92-6 vote. The six no votes were Blackburn, Cruz, Johnson, Lee, Paul, and Scott. Six senators saying no to this incredible bill, $900 billion in COVID relief, which, yeah, it's not COVID relief, is it? Let me read you some of where this money is going. Of course, the American people will all get $600 apiece, a pittance not going to cover even half of the cost of rent for a single month. This is after 6 months of forced lockdown, and we'll hear from Rand Paul in a little bit later in the show, his objection that is going viral from the floor of the Senate. But here's where some of this funding is going, because if you take $600 and you multiply it by the population of America, you get a little under $200 billion in and of itself, a mind-bogglingly huge amount of money. But the bill is for $900 billion. So where's that $700 billion going? It's not going in your pocket. it was taken from your pocket, but it won't be returned there, even in part. Here's where this money's going. The Kennedy Center is getting over $26 million. The Smithsonian is getting over $1 billion. The National Art Gallery is getting $154 million. National Arts and Humanity Fund is getting $167 million. The Wilson Center is getting $14 million. Foreign countries are making out like bandits, with Egypt's getting $1.3 billion. The Sudan getting $700 million. Ukraine is getting $450 million. Israel is getting $500 million. Nepal is getting $130 million. Burma is getting $135 million. Cambodia is getting $85.5 million. Pakistan's getting $25 million. And we're sending $1.4 billion to the Asia Reassurance Fund. I hope that reassures you, Asia, that $1.4 billion. Meanwhile, the American people, $600 a piece, but it goes so much further. In Pakistan, no less than $10 million shall be made available for gender programs. $10 million in gender programs in Pakistan as a part of this so-called COVID relief bill. Four of the former presidents, are being given $4.4 million. So don't worry, the former presidents are going to be cared for. You might go broke, but the former presidents are going to be absolutely fine. There's $4.4 billion slated for the Gavi Alliance, G-A-V-I Alliance, a global vaccine alliance co-founded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So Bill and Melinda Gates getting $4 billion of your money. Another $1.4 billion is going to the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act, as we discussed before. This is all from the InfoWars story, globalist giveaway, COVID stimulus package sends billions to Gates Foundation, numerous foreign countries. It goes on even further. The communist government of Venezuela is getting $33 million of that stimulus money. I already discussed the $1.3 billion going to Egypt. If you own a racehorse, good news, you get a tax break as a part of this so-called COVID relief program, as well as the $2 billion for the Space Force, $4 billion for Navy weapons procurement. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, they're all making millions of dollars from this COVID relief fund. Your money, American taxpayer money, going to foreign countries as a part of a COVID relief package for the American people. Tell me if you can make sense of this. There's also other little goodies slipped into this bill, such as the law to make for-profit illegal streaming a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Hey, you want to restream the presidential debate on C-SPAN? We'll expect to go to jail for 10 years. That's called fixing COVID, right? Of course it is. it literally just goes on and on and on and on and on. And you can find a collection of very funny memes about this. Stimulus memes explode following Congress's pathetic second COVID relief deal. That's at Infowars.com. $600, a slap in the face. Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, it just keeps going and going and going. Not a lot of relief for small businesses. Of course, large businesses such as Amazon, Target, they are posting record profits, stock market all-time high, small businesses across America absolutely collapsing. The easiest way to think about this, to really understand what's going on here, is on a personal level. Imagine if you had cancer and you were going to have trouble paying for this cancer. You were worried about it, paying for your own livelihood, paying for your food, as well as the cancer treatments. And so you open up a fundraiser. And let's say that fundraiser, wildly successful, you get $900,000. That's an insane amount of money. And you're like, look, I got to go through chemo. I got to deal with this cancer. I can't be having to worry about dealing with this money. So you ask like your uncle or somebody, you're like, hey, you're good with money. Why don't you help me to spend this $900,000? Where should this money go? And your uncle's like, don't worry, I got this. And at the end of the day, you're left over. Your entire budget out of this $900,000 is $200,000. You go, where did that $700,000 go? And he's like, well, you know, I have a friend in Nepal that needed $4,000. You know, remember the Holocaust? Ha, man. So I had to go ahead and take $50,000 out of that and send it to Israel. You know, gosh, you know, I have a racehorse, so I had to take some of that money. And then your aunt is like, whoa, 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 this is inappropriate. And she steps in. She's like, we need at least to send some of that money to Sudan. You know, come on, they're having trouble. Let's send some of that money to Sudan. Imagine how you would feel if just on a personal level, the money given to you, dedicated to you for your sickness that you desperately need in order just to maintain life out of this, you know, catastrophe has fallen upon you. And the people that you trust to help you get through this are just giving all of your money away to their friends in their interests and leaving you with next to nothing. It's literally evil. It's despicable. It should churn your stomach at the idea that this is what's going on. It's literally looting the American people, taking your tax money, sending it overseas, sending it to, you know, it's your uncle going, hey, you know, good news. You got a lot of money for your cancer treatment. Also, I just started an art gallery and you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for my art gallery. You're going to pay for my music lessons. You're going to pay for all this stuff. You know, and it's because I'm helping you cure your cancer. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd what's going on here. And, we should not stand for it. A lot of people calling for Donald Trump to veto this package. Of course, it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, as they always put Trump in. Hey, Trump wants to push the vaccine. Well, guess who's going to get blamed a couple years from now when the true effect of the vaccine is made known, all of the side effects that we've been warning you about forever, the infertility, the HIV, all that sort of stuff. They'll eventually admit that all that's true, and they'll say, well, look at Operation Warp Speed. This was Trump's fault. This, of course, is following an entire year of blaming Trump and actually talking about prosecuting Trump for every single COVID-19 death. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's the situation that the globalists are very, very capable of constructing around any situation that they desire to control both outcomes of. Absolutely absurd. Again, the story from Infowars.com. Globalist giveaway COVID stimulus package sends billions to Gates Foundation, numerous foreign countries. Just about every foreign country. They are all getting a little piece of the pie while Americans are suffering. In fact, let me go to this clip. This is clip number two, and it's a short one, but this is from a local Fox News station here in Central Texas. This is the Central Texas Food Bank. Go ahead and roll this as B-roll. I don't think there's any audio on it. It just shows you a food bank earlier today, December 22nd, massive pallets of food, which is good to see, but look at those cars. Look at the sheer number of people waiting to receive free food because they are starving. Without their jobs, without their income, without ability to pay rent, they're literally starving. American people lining up for hours on end to receive free food from food banks. Meanwhile, their tax money being sent en masse to foreign countries for gender programs. Why not, right? This is the this is the state of America. This is what it looks like when people who hate you are your representatives. People who don't represent you have no incentive to care for you, are there in Washington making decisions for you. Yeah, I think we need a new Declaration of Independence, independence from this globalist system that sees us as nothing more than cattle to be exploited, to be farmed, to be milked dry for their own benefit. It's absurd and infuriating. We'll hear what you think about it on the other side, folks. American Journal continues in 1 minute.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now.
We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, the best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the American Journal on InfoWars.com. The headline from TruePundit.com, CDC issues new guidelines, launches probe after thousands negatively affected following the COVID-19 vaccination. Thousands of people have been unable to work or perform daily activities or required care from a healthcare professional after getting the new COVID-19 vaccine, according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, aka the CDC. They call them health impact events. And that means you're unable to perform normal daily activities, unable to work, and require care from a doctor or healthcare professional. So it's not a runny nose. This is something that incapacitates you in some way. To hear more about the vaccine and some of its issues and what caused it to come about in the first place, we have on the line James from Kansas City. Thank you so much for calling in, James. Thank you for holding. I understand you called in yesterday but weren't able to stay on the line. So I'm glad that you called back and we get to hear from you now. Thank you for calling, James. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a physician in the Kansas City area, and I got information from a colleague that at one of the local hospitals, it's one of the first hospitals in this area, in Kansas City area, maybe even in Missouri, that had access to the vaccine for its employees. And they were offering a $1,000 bonus to any faculty that accepted the vaccine. Now, I don't have information about how many people took the vaccine, but I do know that five people that were otherwise healthy, employees of the hospital, are in the hospital because of side effects, presumptively from the vaccine. Two of them have Bell's palsy issues, which is, paralysis of part of the face. The other three have what I can describe as septic-like symptoms, which includes high fever, tachycardia, which is a fast heart rate, and low blood pressure or hypotension. Now, I don't know what their condition is. I'm assuming they're going to be okay ultimately, but there are five people that are ill. Now, if we have 100,000 people that take it and five get sick, that's maybe not statistically significant, but if there's only 100 or even 1,000, that's significant. I'm trying to get information to find out how many people have taken the vaccine, but this correlates with what we're hearing from around the country. I guess in Chicago, hospital stopped their program because of side effects. Mm-hmm. It's just, we cannot get this vaccine, and I'm terrified. I'm going to have to make a decision. I can just see it coming that in order to work, especially in the healthcare field, they're going to try to mandate this vaccine. Another comment I wanted to make is I'm a huge believer in hydroxychloroquine. I've prescribed it to patients. I've had very good success using that with azithromycin and also steroids. I've had virtually 100% success on people recovering very quickly by that combination. We were running into issues, but some of the pharmacies were not allowing us to fill it because the FDA had put out a directive to not fill it for treating for COVID. Now, the day after the vaccine was approved, which was, sometime last week, the American Medical Association reversed their position on not recommending hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
And the FDA has not changed their position yet, but the American Medical Association has. And I think the reason for that is that they couldn't rush the vaccine through if there's an effective treatment by using the special law, I can't remember what it was called, but there cannot be any other effective treatments for that. But the day after it was accepted by the FDA, they changed their position.
Yeah.
This is not good. This is not good.
Yeah. You know, it is one of those amazing things that they, you know, many states like outlawed hydroxychloroquine. They said, you're not allowed to use this. Totally absurd. I've never heard of this happening before where doctors are saying, hey, here's a medicine, safe. It's been used for decades. It's used with pregnant women. We know this medicine is safe. We're not worried about side effects, but it does cure this disease that we're seeing come out. And the government comes out and says, you're not allowed to use that medicine. I mean, no one's ever heard of anything like this, but it made perfect sense to me. I remember back in March when they actually rolled out the bans, it was like, yeah, it's because hydroxychloroquine is the stick in the spokes of the globalist plan. That is the one thing that stops the disease and prevents them from carrying out all the other plans that they would like to carry out. They wouldn't be getting all this money, right, if hydroxychloroquine was legal. So they had to make it illegal.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products. And then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith here on American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Hydroxychloroquine maybe could have stopped this entire pandemic, this epidemic in its tracks. Why do you think they stopped that potential cure from going forward, from being used? Because they needed the disease. They need the catastrophe to take advantage of. There are lots of other things as well that could have been done, could have been used, even just guidelines about what you can do. But it seems like at every turn, the people in charge told us the opposite of what would help. Heck, we know that something like 80% of the sufferers of COVID-19 have a deficiency in vitamin D. You get that from the sun, and they tell you to stay inside all day and don't go outside. Why would you do that if you actually have the best interest of the American people in mind? Why would you not tell them to go outside, get in the sun, and enjoy themselves, not only for their mental health, but literally to prevent their own body from succumbing to a disease like COVID-19? Time after time, we have these seemingly miraculous cures that get stymied in favor of an untested, unprecedented vaccine. Vaccines usually take 10 to 15 years to develop. This one took 8 months. And in fact, I was looking back through stories earlier this year, as early as March, there were vaccine companies say, we already have a vaccine ready. Then they carry out the testing, but the testing is very short term. The testing has problems in and of itself. We have no idea what the outcome of this vaccine will be. What we do know is any negative side effects will be blamed on Donald Trump, just like they blamed him for all of the deaths before there was a vaccine. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. So much more to get to. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. Folks, I feel bad leaving people on hold. So I'm going to ask you, when I go to your phone call, please make it as quick as possible so we can try to get all of these phone calls in. Let's go to Luigi in New Jersey. Thank you so much for calling in, Luigi. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Quite well, sir. Thank you.
Doing good. I wanted to give you guys a call in regards to what happened back in the last Stop the Steal rally. I took the train down to D.C. Had a good time. Didn't get to find you guys, but I got to see Nick Fuentes and all that. So I was happy to see them. But there was a lot of confusion going on. on what was going on down there.
Yeah.
At the time, it was my first time ever going to like a rally like that, you know? So I'm going to keep it short. On the way back on the train, I took the Amtrak train, Northeast Regional, back to Jersey. And I was sitting behind this single mother with two children. With a child, one child was about 4 years old. Another child was 7 months old. She brought her kids and her little baby down to the rally. So after that, we on the way back, she the conductor was basically was bothering her for the mother not wearing a mask the whole trip.
Okay.
So about halfway through the trip, we got up to Wilmington. We stopped the train because the mother would not comply. We got police officers that tried to escort her out the car. Long story short, I had the video sent to you guys. If you guys want to make an article about this, I don't know if it's feasible at this time for you guys, but I got some video, and if you guys need me to give you more of a context of what happened as me as a firsthand witness, I'll definitely give it to you guys. But long story short, the passengers behind her were mostly Trump supporters that came from the rally, and we backed her. And I'll tell you right now, this woman right there was so strong and fiery and powerful that she did not comply to the conductors nor the police officers for Amtrak's orders. And it was just, I feel like it was a good story in regards to people who are not complying to the mask mandates, you know?
Yeah. That's brilliant. I'd love to see that video, and we'll have to check on that. Feel free to upload it to Twitter and tag me. That's probably the easiest way for me to see it. I'll check my Twitter notifications and look out for that video. Incredible stuff. You know, it's all about creating a atmosphere of control, an atmosphere of domination, where even though there's no law that says you have to wear your mask, I mean, these police officers are not enforcing a law that's on the books, that's gone through the legislative process and been enacted. These are mandates. These are dictates from, and here we see other videos, people attacking each other. I mean, this is all right in the playbook. And what you're talking about, you know, this woman standing up and refusing to give in on the Amtrak train, that's exactly what we need now. And I'll look for it during the break here. But yesterday I was actually reading the Gulag Archipelago and reading about what went on in Soviet Union. And the author says, you know, he says, what would it have been like? Would it have been so easy for them to arrest people? The whole beginning of the book starts with this description of what the arrests were like. And in the middle of the night, you would have these jackbooted government agents knock on your door and pull you out of bed and, you know, shove you off onto a train and send you off to the Gulag Archipelago. And this happened millions of times, literally millions of times. Every single night, somebody would be ripped out of their home and carted off. And the author asks, what would it have been like if every single one of those arrests was dangerous for the people making them? What if every one of those people being arrested put up a fight? What if every single time they went to arrest somebody, the people, you know, as it was, they knew that the people they were arresting, they'd be cowed in fear. All of the neighbors would shut up and be silent and allow it to happen because they're afraid, hey, if I speak up, they're going to come for me next. So it was this atmosphere of silence, an atmosphere of compliance. And so it made it incredibly easy for them to just go house to house, pull people out, rip them out, put them on the train, send them off. They're gone forever. You never hear from them again. Incredibly terrifying stuff. But there are corollaries. There are parallels to what's going on now. And this author, Solzhenitsyn, asks the question, would they have been able to do this if people resisted at every single turn? And the answer, of course, is no. It would have been so much more difficult for them to do anything. And so it can seem futile for one person to try to stand up against, you know, these unconstitutional, these tyrannical mask mandates or vaccine mandates or whatever it is. What you have to understand is if every single person, right now it's probably, I don't know, 75% of people, if they're approached by a police officer and they say, put on your mask or we're going to arrest you. Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sorry. You know, if 100% of people did that, you think they would stop at the mask mandates? They would go on and on and on, and their dictates would get more and more extreme. Their reaction would become more and more violent and oppressive. And so every little one of those pieces of resistance, every time you come out and refuse to go easily, maybe you end up going, and don't be violent. Obviously, I'm not saying attack people that are there trying to create the mask mandate, but don't make it easy for them. Don't just roll over. Don't be silent and meek in the face of tyranny. Stand up against it and make it hard for them. Make it difficult for them. Make it inconvenient for them. Don't let them run roughshod over your rights at every turn. At every single turn, make it a little bit more difficult. And we can put these roadblocks in the way of this onrushing tyranny that we're experiencing. So, you know, kudos to that woman. God bless her. You know, I hope she's all right. I hope she didn't get arrested or punished or anything. And I want to see that video because that's exactly what we need is regular Americans standing up against tyrannical orders. It's literally as simple as that, because right now it's mask mandates. But if you don't stand up to the mask mandates, guess who's coming to your door in the middle of the night to take you off to the COVID quarantine center? I know it sounds extreme, but it also sounded extreme back when it was actually happening in the Soviet Union. People didn't want to believe it. They didn't believe it until like the 70s when this book finally came out. And people learned that this has been going on since the 20s or even before the 1917 revolution. So make it difficult for them. Don't make it easy. Every time they don't receive any pushback and are able to just run roughshod over your liberties, that emboldens them. That means they're going to try to do even more. So make it hard for them, make it difficult for them, and resist at every possible turn. And folks, one amazing way you can resist is by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Help fund this alternative media. Help fund the truth. Help fund the program that's not telling you to be silent and to go quietly into that cold, dead night, but instead telling you to stand up, to reassert your freedom, and tell them we know what you're up to, we know how this ends, and we will not stand for it. It's the Christmas super sale, up to 60% off. And if you're worried about getting stuff in time for Christmas, why don't you just get a gift card and they can get whatever they want and you can print it out immediately. That's the fastest way to do it. InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us. Without you, we wouldn't be here. But we will be here on the other side of this commercial break. Stay with us.
The globalists are taking control of the entire human genome. They are forcing mutations. This is forced evolution or de-evolution. When you look at all the major research, all the major programs they're carrying out, they are not to produce people that are smarter or folks that live longer or more moral. No, it's turning humanity into a commodity. Now we see some propaganda like Communist China bragging, hey, we've done mRNA vaccines to make our soldiers supermen. That's a way to make it sexy that, hey, we're experimenting on our troops. The same things would happen to our troops, and thousands have died each time they tried a new experimental vaccine. And I've talked to high-level folks inside the federal government and the state of Texas Health Department. They say, Alex, we know it hurts a lot of people, but it's for a greater good. But that's not even true. And it violates the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, federal state law. This is violence being carried out against us by medical tyranny, and we have a right to resist it with any means necessary.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things
We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event. We all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential. While the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Fox has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's the American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, the Winter Sun, a vitamin D supplement, it's the Ultra Vitamin D supplement, is available now for 50% off premium quality. I was looking for this. I need this. So this is a bottle they gave me to show on camera, but I'm going to pocket it and take it home because I need a bottle of Winter Sun vitamin D. And they just gave me one, so I'm going to keep it. But you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself one for 50% off. Makes a great Christmas present. This is how you boost your immunity throughout the winter season when the sun is not as prevalent. Maybe you're having to stay inside more often. Well, supplement what you get naturally with Winter Sun Plus Vitamin D from InfoWarsStore.com. Now 50% off on top of all of the other incredible sales that we have with the Christmas sale going on now. Just a few days before that holy holiday, we go from the holy site of Christmas to the unholy hell-like world of California for this next segment. We have a couple callers from California, or at least I want to talk about California. We have John in Virginia wants to talk about Gavin Newsom. And we have, well, there's somebody else that's calling it too. But first, let's go to John in Virginia. Thank you so much for calling and thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Man, I thought Northam with his blackface incident a year or a few years ago was bad, but now I think Newsom, I think, one-upped him with him earlier in the year, and thankfully he reversed this. But he wanted to close down playgrounds. Mm-hmm. Playgrounds. I mean, this is more controversial, I think, than closing down restaurants. I mean, and the Democrats... This is my frustration. The Democrats claim that they're the party of science and data. I mean, people that are under 18 are among, like, the least risk for dying or even getting hospitalized from coronavirus. So that should be the last place you close down. I mean, I just don't see how his approval rating could be above 50% at this point with that decision.
Maybe it's got to be manipulation. I mean, there's a massive recall going on for Gavin Newsom right now that if it gets just a few more signatures – in that petition, it should be on the ballot, and perhaps you can unseat the governor and perhaps put somebody more liberty-minded in charge. Yeah, I mean, they're going to shut down everything. They're going to shut down schools. They shut down playgrounds outside in the sun with little kids running around. I mean, they essentially shut down the outdoors. So it's
– Oh, but Harrison, it's okay for you to be in a mall, though, but it's not okay for a family of three to be out on a playground.
Of course. It's okay for you to go to Costco. It's okay for you to go to Walmart. But God forbid you want to go swing on the swing set down the street. That's illegal in California. It's utterly absurd. And this is what I'm talking about. If you let them get away with this, yeah, they're going to shut down everything. There's I was reading one of the California lockdown bills. I mean, essentially it was like travel on foot is forbidden. Yeah, literally walking around is forbidden. This is how far they'll take it if you don't resist at every possible turn. There's Air Newsom, the Nazi leader of California. It's really incredible stuff. Anything else before I let you go, John?
No, that's it. Happy holidays and early Merry Christmas as well.
Merry Christmas, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go now to John, who is in California under lockdown. John, thanks for calling in. I hope you don't have the temerity, the tenacity, the daring to go outside in your beautiful state. That's illegal, sir. Thanks so much for calling, John. You're on the air.
Oh, no, I am in one of the most beautiful places here in California, and I love going out. I mean, it was like 80 degrees here yesterday.
Beautiful.
And it was just the ultimate weather. So the reason for my call is two things. I wanted to talk briefly about what Mike Pence did, and then also about President Trump and the election. First, what Mike Pence did, I think, is totally ludicrous. Basically, how I look at it is Mike Pence said, I just jumped off a cliff, and won't you jump off a cliff too? I think any type of vaccination or anything that is absolutely crucial, I think you should take people that have been in prison, maybe first offenders, and say, hey, you have a 2 or 3 year prison sentence. But I'll tell you what, we'll erase the whole thing. You just take this vaccination and you could go home free. But keep in mind, you have to be seen by a doctor once a week to see what the results are of this test. I'm wondering what you're thinking about that.
Well, I don't think that would pass muster. I think it's a fine idea, but I think you're sort of towing the line of medical experiments on prisoners at that point. Maybe won't surpass the smell test for average Americans. But the fact that we're doing this with no testing, with no sort of trying it out for a while and seeing what the effects are, is very worrying. But the problem is, you can watch somebody for 5 years. And then 10 years later, you find out that actually, you know, it was a cancer growing that's a part of the vaccine, or, you know, they're incapable of, they're now infertile. They're incapable of having children because of the vaccine. I mean, some of these effects we will not know. Some of them are immediate, like the video that you're seeing here, the woman passing out. I believe that was in Chicago immediately after getting, and then they turned the camera away to try not to show it, of course. Some of it can be quite immediate. That's an obvious and immediate reaction, just like the anaphylactic shock or the Bell's palsy. But who knows what the effects will be 10 years from now. There are very disgusting things hidden within this vaccine, and with no oversight, no long trial period beforehand where we are testing on people, God only knows what is in there. What's your second point there, John?
Okay, and just one more thing about Mike Pence. I have zero respect for him after this, and he has zero chance of becoming president. Secondly, I want to talk about President Trump. I think he's fighting for his political life. I believe he should have an election in all 50 states, have like a phone call to 2,000 people that are enlisted in the military and say, hey, you got to go to a particular place. It's all set up, and you'll be counting the ballots that people have turned in or have voted. And this should take place in all 50 states, because you talk to people from New York and they'll even say, oh, yeah, our elections are totally corrupt here. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe the counts or the totals from any of these states that are totally corrupt.
You know what the good news is? The good news is about the good news about the election fraud that occurred this year is that they're never going to get away with this again. That's the good news. No matter what happens, and I still think that there's a pretty good chance that Trump pulls it off and produces the evidence and makes some moves to prevent the Chi-Coms and Joe Biden, their puppet, from stealing the election. I still have faith in that. But even if that doesn't happen, even if Joe Biden is our president for the next 4 years, we have 4 years to put in place systems that prevent the fraud that we saw. Remember, this year is not the first year they committed fraud. 2020 was not their first dipping the toe in that particular pool. They have been in the deep end for a long time with voter fraud, all the way back to JFK and LBJ rigging votes, and certainly before that. So at least, you know, for the last decade or so, there's been no oversight. There's been nobody even checking to see if there's fraud going on. And yet the fraud they committed this year was so egregious, so outrageous, so obvious that now everybody is going to be watching them like a hawk. So if nothing else, no matter what happens, whether Trump's in office or not, we have 4 years or 2 years if you want to do the midterms, 2 years to get in place systems and poll watchers and preventative measures to stop them from stealing an election ever again. We may see things that have been blue for decades overturned because it turns out they're only blue because of voter fraud that's gone unseen for decades. We can fix this now.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubofors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, some of the headlines you'll see there. British government contracts firm to make COVID freedom passports. These will be QR codes or barcodes that you'll have scanned on your phone. So in order to do anything in public, you will have to scan your QR code to gain entry into pubs, clubs, venues, cinemas, basically everywhere in public. Truly incredible how we're just allowing this to happen. Meanwhile, San Francisco drug overdoses have killed four times more people than COVID-19. 621 people have died of drug overdoses in San Francisco so far this year, a staggering number that far outpaces the 173 deaths from COVID-19 that the city has seen thus far. Four times as many people killed from overdoses than from COVID-19 in San Francisco. Those are two of the top stories at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Let's go right out to your phone calls. William in Arkansas has a comment about how this lockdown is being rolled out in hospitals. Thanks for calling, William. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for what you're doing. Not going to waste a lot of time on the thank yous. My name is William. My name is on the Declaration of Independence when you start talking about writing a new one from New York. My family has fought in every campaign and every situation throughout the history of this nation and beyond. I want to be nice here. I could name generals. You know, you people in position need to get yourself in gear, right? You don't want someone like me taking charge, I promise you. Mm. You come to my house with a vaccine, you better bring more than one body bag, okay? I'm an infantry medic, a Navy corpsman for 20-something years, right? I spent 17 years with the Texas State Guard, right? That is a Texas State Guard. Understand what a well-regulated state military is. It is not a bunch of skinhead neo-Nazis in a garage. The private, the basic police officer, and the basic citizen are the first representative of any institution. If you as a private going to do something wrong in your uniform, you have jeopardized everything that that military or that uniform stands for. Same thing as a basic citizen, right? I would like to do a shout-out to the surgical crew at Baptist Hospital in Beaumont. My favorite job. I worked 23 years in the operating room all over this country. Worked with Red Duke at Herman Hospital 5 years. I've been around the caliber of men like that all my life. I've learned something from it, okay? I would like to offer Alex Jones and the InfoWars a water company. I have millions of gallons of water leaving here. I started a water company trying to compete with Coca-Cola or Niagara or one of these people. It's impossible. I'll give you all the water that I legally have access to. It is a formal S corporation out of Nevada, and I'll be happy to deliver all of this water. I'm not giving you the land. I'll give you the water rights. I live here. All right. My name is William Floyd, right? And you people better wake up. I love you. I'm a God-fearing man with a moral compass. I spent 20-something years serving this Constitution. If you think I'm going to watch this country go down without a fight, right, you got me confused with somebody else from California, and I was born there. I raised in Oregon, right? I came from the town that the fire just destroyed. I know that capital. I know those cities, right? And I'm sitting here watching my country go down the toilet. I'm fat and happy. I got all the food and water and shelter on my farm up here in Arkansas in the MENA area, right? Everybody knows MENA, Iran-Contra country, right? So I'm a God-fearing man. I started out as a 20-year-old rat-nosed, wet-nosed runt into American infantry, right? I will not fight for a military-industrial complex. I will fight for this nation and humanity, right? All you good, benevolent men who believe in honor, faith, hope, and integrity of character, and you know who I'm talking about, if your Bible is open and you're seeking knowledge in the light of that, you better step up. Now, I love you, right? Alex, keep up the good work. I promise you, I have been following you since your day one. We met years ago. Keep up the good work. America, you better pull your head out. God bless.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for the call, William. I got goosebumps, man. That's what I want to hear. That's strength. You can hear
it. I'm not joking. I love every human being out there. You're talking to a white man who went to Haiti after the earthquake. I had been mobilized six times, activated for this nation and its military units. I've never been overseas in combat. I'm almost 60, but I'm still fit, physical, ready to go, right? And I am not a liability to this nation or anything in humanity, right? I don't hate, right? I'm just like Alex in the sense of I am going to support black, white, green, yellow, Muslim, Christian. Now, I'm a Christian, and I understand that, Islam and Christianity were hijacked by a military-industrial complex centuries ago. The Romans had to deal with the local entrepreneurs to buy, sell, and trade what they needed, and they didn't do it by demand. They did it by manipulation. They did it with money, right, which we don't have these days. We got currency owned and operated by a foreign institution. The world over, China, Russia, India, they're all using a centralized banking system owned and operated by the same independent private organizations that are controlling the world. If I can control the buying and selling power of what the currency is in your pocket right now, I've got you.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing much you can do. If I can control what your 8 hours of intrinsic value is, right? If I've got your 8 hours, if I can make your 8 hours worth 6 or 7, right? Because that, you know, I can do it. I own this property, and every day I get opportunities to go to a bank, right, and get a loan against this property. You're going to give me a bunch of paper that's going to have a fluctuating medium, and I'm going to give you land.
Right. Well, you know what?
That's real fair trade.
What emanates from you, William, is what the globalists hate, and I've talked about it all the time. It's the same with any death cult that you look into, whether it's communism or Jim Jones down in Guyana killing his followers. They hate things that make you strong. What do you have? You have knowledge. You're well informed about everything. You have your own business. You have your own water, your own supplies. You're able to fight. You can take care of yourself. These are all things that make you strong, and they want to take all of that away from you. Your family, your religion, your faith, your knowledge, your ability to speak freely, all of that makes you strong. We celebrate that. We want our whole country to be full of Williams from Arkansas. We want everybody to own their own land, to have their own just free will, and to do what they want to do and to live themselves and to be good. The problem is there's all these great men out there, all these great people, men, women, all these great people out there in America that just want to be left alone, would be perfectly happy knowing that, you know, their tax dollars are going towards good things and that they're not being taken advantage of. They would be perfectly happy to be, as he said, fat and happy and live off your land and just enjoy your life. They're putting us in a situation where we have to fight, where we have to stand up. They think they can deprive us of all the things that make us strong, leave us weak, leave us dependent, and therefore, we'll refuse to put up a fight because they're the people that feed us, and you don't bite the hand that feeds you. If the whole country was full of Williams from Arkansas, we never would have been in this situation. So God bless you, William. That's absolutely fantastic. Like I said, I got goosebumps, man. I'm just going to let you host the show from now on. But we got to go to some other callers. Let's real quickly go to Rob in Utah talking about the January 6th rally in Washington, D.C., the third and probably largest rally in the nation's capital in the last few months. Rob in Utah, what do you got for me, sir? You got 1 minute.
Hey, I just had an idea I wanted to try and get out there. A lot of times conservatives have a hard time rallying around a single thing. One of the things I thought that would be really powerful is if we could sing the battle hymn of the Republic outside the Capitol building as they're deciding what if they're going to let this still happen or not. I think the song's pretty prescient on what's going on. Thing I wanted to bring up is...
Go ahead, 30 seconds.
It was kind of funny 2 years ago when we got our tax cuts and we got bonuses from our employers. The Democrats told us that was just
Nancy Pelosi matter, called right? It crumbs. It was $1,000. Here she gives you $600 and calls it a major thing. I'm so glad you said that about the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I actually had the crew pull a video of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I'm going to play it in the next segment because somebody else mentioned it earlier. Now, you said you should sing it at the Capitol. I completely agree, and we'll play the Battle Hymn of the Republic in the next segment just for you.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high quality charcoal.
Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right? With everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, the best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the American Journal on InfoWars.com. My name is Harrison Smith. We'll go out to your phone calls in just a moment. Sean in Florida will go to you first, and then Johnny in Hawaii. I love it. We're getting calls from all over the nation and all over the world. In fact, we'll go to Shannon in UK and Johnny in Denmark after this. You don't have to stay online long distance too much longer. But I want to take a brief moment here in the middle of the show to play a song for you that has been mentioned by two different callers over the last 2 hours. That's the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Of course, this was written at the sort of outset of the American Civil War. And I'm going to play a version by Johnny Cash for you right now. The last caller in the last segment said, you know, this would be a great thing to sing all as one. You know, we've seen these great videos on January, MAGA marches, these giant rallies for Trump. Everybody's singing the American anthem. It's invigorating. It's inspiring. It's really incredible. How incredible would it be for them to sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic? I think that's an absolutely fantastic idea. So with you, the callers, as inspiration, I'd like to now go to Johnny Cash playing the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Here's a song that was reportedly sung by both sides in the Civil War.
Which proves one thing to me, that a song can belong to all of us. You don't have to be a rich man to have a beautiful thing like music. I could close my eyes and hear this song and picture a group of beaten, wounded, ragged Civil War soldiers trying to make that last mile home after the last battle. And if there was strength for a song, this would have been a great inspiration. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damp. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day. Was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigured you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on.
Yes, folks, the truth is marching on. I get a little emotional every time I hear this song. You died to make men holy. Let us live to make men free. Will such a song be written about what's going on right now? This new Civil War, will it inspire such heights of artistic achievement as the Battle Hymn of the Republic? What a great inspiration, as Johnny Cash puts it, and what a brilliant song that should be on the lips of every patriot there in Washington, D.C., as we sing together with one voice and let the devil know God's at our back and the truth is marching on. Flaming sword in hand. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. And I thank our callers for insisting that that be the anthem of our current movement. It is utterly appropriate. Let's go out now to your phone call, Sean in Florida. Let's talk about the video and mask mandates. And folks, trying to get as many calls in as possible, so please do keep your comments short. Thank you so much for holding, Sean. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Harrison. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I guess I was calling about, you guys put up a video about the lady who got kicked out of a library in Lantana, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Palm Beach County, and they built into the mask mandates a religious freedom exemption. And I just wanted to share my story. About a week ago, I walked into the Palm Beach County Courthouse and just exerted my rights, saying I have a religious exemption. And after about maybe 30 seconds of them trying to protest, the sheriff's officer let me right in. And then now it's everybody in the whole building is going, oh, my God, I can't believe he's not wearing a mask. How did he get in the building? Well, I went in through the front door. So a lot of it's just do your research. See what the laws really are, protest, and I'll see you guys January 6th.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant, man. So, in Florida, there's a religious exemption to the mask mandate. That's very good to know. So there you go. Maybe that whole event could have been avoided with an assertion of your rights to say it's against my religion to be forced to cover my face. And it's pretty much as simple as that. Why, you know, what's the need to go farther? It is against my religion to submit to evildoers. Therefore, I will not wear your mask. A religious exemption. Very good idea. It's important to look into this stuff, especially just to arm yourself against these cops who will come up and tell you it's the law. And if you don't know better, you got to go, okay, yeah, I guess it's the law. But if you look into it and go, well, not only is it not a law, you know, you're not allowed to punish me for it, and there's a religious exemption, you can throw it right back in their face and be done with their tyranny. That is a great call with some great information, Sean. Let's go now to Johnny in Hawaii. Wants to talk about the great Bill Binney. Thanks for calling, Johnny. You're on the air.
Yeah. Good morning, Harrison. You got me?
Oh. Good morning. I got you.
You got me?
I hear you, Johnny.
Nope.
Okay. Maybe you can't hear me. I can hear you. Go ahead and say what you want to talk about.
I got you now. Bill Binney.
Yes, sir.
Great tweet. So get on that right now. Constitutional Patriot. This is an easy way to get in the conversation and end it real quick. 212 million registered voters, 66.2% of those voted in this election. The registered voters, 212 million, only 140.3 million voted. Now, if Trump got 74 million, that leaves only 66.3 for, of course, the other candidate.
Right.
Doesn't add up. So what does it leave the, you know, you've got to make an extraordinary leap to get to 81. So Bill Binney put that out there. It's a great tweet, simple tweet. It's a good conversation ender. Say, now what? So, yeah, I got that other Gateway Pundit. So if you want to check that one out. 212 million registered voters, only 66.2, which is very high, voted. That's 140.3. Trump got 74.1. What's that leave Biden? Impossible.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was something I was thinking about while I was on vacation for the last week. I kept thinking about this and going, that is a rock solid argument. Because nobody's disputing Trump's numbers, right? Nobody thinks Trump cheated in the election. And maybe they do. They're insane. So who knows what they think. But it's so simple to go, you know, the official number that Trump got is, you know, 74 million. Nobody's disputing that. You believe that, right? Like, if you're arguing with someone, you say to them, like, you believe that number, right? It's the official number. Shouldn't we believe the official? And they go, yes, I do believe that number. You go, okay, well, then there's literally not enough votes left over for Biden to win. That's more than half of the number of people that voted. It's pretty, I mean, what are you going to say to that? No, actually, he got more votes than the number of people that voted. No, it's impossible. So unless you're questioning the number of Trump votes, 74 million, like, you have to prove that that's wrong in order to prove that Biden got more. It's pretty simple, actually. I think that is a rock solid, pretty impenetrable argument there. You go, Trump got 74 million. Do you believe that? Of course, they have to believe that, unless, again, they're crazy. So who knows? You might be arguing with a liberal, and who knows what their basis of reality is or is not. And so you say, well, if you believe that number, then you have to believe that he won, because it's more than half of the total number of people that voted. Pretty damn simple, if you ask me. And in order to believe the numbers that we're hearing from Biden, you got to add several million people to the total number of Americans who voted. It doesn't make any sense. It's basic logic, and it defeats their every premise. Time and time again, we find this to be the truth. All that's missing is the information with which we gird ourselves, with which we arm ourselves to fight back when information is so controlled and constricted and manipulated and distorted. It can be difficult, but with very simple numbers like 74 million and 140 million, that's pretty simple math. Trump won, problem solved, case over. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got 10%. The grape seed extract has got organic black walnut leaf and stem than the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole, organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps to leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Harrison Smith here with The American Journal, InfoWars.com. I've got some videos to show you later in the hour, but first I want to go directly out to your phone calls. Remember, trying to get as many as possible in here, so let's keep the comment short. You guys have been really good at that today. I've been very impressed with the calls so far. I'm very happy to be here to just help field this wave of American energy that is standing up against the tyrants and is informed, strong, and unwilling to take the tyranny on the chin. Let's go now to Viola. Viola in Alaska. Am I pronouncing that right, Viola?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
So glad to get through to you. I have 3 points. I'm getting right to the point.
Please.
74 years old. I'm living in the outback of Alaska, originally from Philadelphia, and I don't mess around. I've been watching every single day. I watch all the programs throughout the day. The reason why is because our cruise ship season has been cut because we have no season. We had no season, and I don't know if we're going to have another one.
Mm.
To my point, the stimulus. People should understand this much. $600 is nothing. Those people in Congress should be ashamed of themselves. Nancy Pelosi and the Republicans on
McConnell,
both sides.
Yeah.
To just get down on their knees and pray that God doesn't strike them with a lightning bolt. Number two, I want to talk about, and then I'd like your comments at the end, please. I want to talk about this this thing with the masks and with the vaccines. People here don't want to take that vaccine. We watched when Alaska got the first two shots, and those people had an allergic reaction like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
We're going to stand up and fight for that as long as we can. And, you know, and I mean, I have my job whenever we come back on the cruise ship season. I have my job. You know, that's all I do. I work season and then I take off the rest of the season because I'm not young anymore. But I do take every vitamin that Alex Jones has.
Right.
And next thing I'd like to say is the reason why, you know, the thing is with these vaccines and with these masks is that here in a small community, there's only, you know, like 3 or 4 little stores. And so in order to get a loan from the city, they said, you can have the loan, but here are specifications. And one of them is anybody that comes in the store has to wear a mask.
Right.
Sanitize. Well, you know what? That's no big deal. I can handle that because we're not mandated to wear masks anyplace else. Okay? And so the deal with the vaccines, forget it, man. These guys are just throwing out these vaccines like there's no tomorrow. And, you know, Donald Trump, I remember from Atlantic City when I used to work there years ago. Honest to God, he's excellent. He's got a great brain. He's got great business acumen. But the only problem with Donald Trump is he has a naivety that's really sometimes really hard to deal with. And I love him, and I wish him luck no matter what happens. And I did vote for him. Now, the last point, and I'll be done with this. The only way to stop them Okay, that's my topic. The only way to stop them is, like, you know, in the old days, okay, which you don't know about because you're a young man and very nice, we used to, you know, everybody would say, oh, well, you know, I hate that guy. Right. But we used to go up and just, you know, people under the side used to go up and plant different things, and people used to get rid of people all over the place, you know. I'm not saying that's what we should do, but I think that, you know, these guys that get on and talk all the time, you know, about how strong and all this other stuff they are. Well, unless you want to come Donnybrook head-to-head with guns, then, you know, you got to think of another more discreet way. The only thing that I can say, and please pardon me for saying this, is that, you know, I think of Timothy McVeigh. How did he do this trip, right? A lot more cameras now, a lot more surveillance. I'm not saying we should kill anybody, but, you know, sometimes it's really hard for individuals to pick up guns and go out there and try to battle against these people that are improbable and impossible and also have a lot of money that can just gang up on your butt, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, they have total control. They have total surveillance. They can stop, you know, cut you off at the root. I totally agree. We're in a very precarious situation here. Again, damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's kind of the theme of the show today. Thank you so much for the call, Viola. Absolutely fantastic stuff. You know, Viola, William, I mean, all these people, it's like you look around, you go, where are all the true Americans? They're out there, folks, and this is why we have American Journals. We can hear from them and remind ourselves there are strong people out there that are willing to fight back, willing to stand up, and won't take crap. You don't hear from these people except on InfoWars. That's what we're here for. We'll be right back, folks.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID is the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record. It does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour has begun, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so happy that you're here with us. I think it's going pretty well. I think it's going pretty darn well indeed. Some of the callers that we've had today have truly been epic and inspiring and reinvigorating. Again, you know, one of the main reasons I think they want to kick us off of all these platforms, of course, it's to prevent the information from getting out. But more than anything, I think it's to prevent us from knowing that there are other people like us out there. They don't want you going on YouTube and commenting on InfoWars videos, being able to say, hey, we love you. This is exactly what we're thinking. They don't want that. They want you to think you're alone and keep you that way. And that's what we're breaking through here on American Journal. And we're doing it with your help. So thank you so much. I want to go to a quick video before I go out to your phone calls. Still have quite a few to get to. But I thank you so much for holding. Let's go to clip number 10. This is Tucker Carlson talking about the U.S. Army's Operation Inclusion that told soldiers that the phrase "Make America Great Again" was covert form of white supremacy. This is the true pandemic, the anti-white racism, the racial strife being purposefully fomented in America. This is the real pandemic that we're facing that truly threatens our entire country on top of the response to COVID-19. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about the U.S. Army's in Operation Inclusion.
This summer, the U.S. Army's so-called Operation Inclusion instructed soldiers that the phrase "Make America Great Again" was a form of, quote, socially acceptable covert white supremacy. A presidential campaign slogan was white supremacy, according to the Army. Again, no one did anything about that. Now, according to the Army's Equity and Inclusion Agency, and yes, they have one, the phrases "all lives matter," "American exceptionalism," and "the celebration of Columbus Day" are racist. This is from the Army, the people supposed to be protecting you. The head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, Lieutenant General Robert Ashley, recently encouraged his employees to read the lunatic track White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo, a book that is inherently bigoted and also stupid. Again, this is the military supposed to be protecting you. Instead, they're reading White Fragility. Over the summer, Caleth Wright, the chief master sergeant of the Air Force at the time, proclaimed on Twitter that his greatest fear was that one of his airmen might be killed by a racist cop. Not killed by the Chinese military, but by American racism. And so on. Where does this end? Can you protect a nation with a military like this?
Where does this end? Well, take a look at places like South Africa. I mean, Cory Booker is literally putting forward land reclamation bills to try to take land out of the hands of white farmers and put it in the hands of blacks. Yeah, I think I've seen this one before, and spoiler alert, it doesn't end well. Johnny from Denmark has called in. He wants to talk about the Overton window, which is exactly what Tucker Carlson was talking about there. If you aren't aware of the Overton window, it's the window in which decent conversation can be held. I forget who said it, but you know, the best way to control people is to have a very strict limitation as to what they can talk about, and then promote very lively debate within that window. And pushing the Overton window is what we do here. We push it maybe more towards the right, where you can actually say things here on InfoWars that you will not hear in so-called polite society, right? Only things that are popular or promoted. Well, now it's to the point where not only are people saying things on the left that are far outside the Overton window or where it has been for so long, not only can you talk about things like somebody being evil for their race or wanting to remove property or, you know, denying medicine to people because of their race, you know, don't give the medicine to elderly people because elderly people are white and we need to make it equal, you know, equalize racial whatever. I mean, not only is that being talked about now, it's being promoted, it's being pushed, it's being taught in U.S. Army programs and, you know, academic programs. So the Overton window has expanded on both sides, but where it's gone, the left has gone so far, it's actually ridiculous. Johnny in Denmark, what do you think about this?
Well, interesting. I started out thinking about one thing I was going to say about the Overton window, but it turns out to be very synchronistic timing here, playing that Tucker Carlson clip, because with all due respect to him, I'm totally in agreement with Dr. Shiva's evaluation of him as a master grifter. I would call him a grandmaster grifter, because what he did, actually, in that clip is typical. He seems like he's for the people, but at the same time, he says, which they have won. And this is basically gaslighting. Biden obviously did not win by every measure, by audio video, by mathematics, and by just plain common sense. I mean, he had a Thanksgiving address that only 1,000 people watched, and we're supposed to believe that he got over 80 million votes, over 81 million votes. I used to say I thought he got 25 million votes based on the fact that he only got 1,000 people listening to his Thanksgiving address. I doubt if God were resolving the bet whether he even got 10 million votes. In any case, this was the greatest popular and electoral landslide in U.S. presidential history. If God were doing the counting and he asked me, he told me $3 million, Johnny boy, if you get the right number of electoral votes with God doing the counting, I would say 535. I would say the only electoral votes that Biden won were the three in Washington. Honestly, he probably did, because Washington is such a swamp. But people like Carlson, I mean, I had my suspicions about him for a while, because he would sort of gently backstab Trump for a while. But what he did to Sid Powell was utterly disgraceful, pressuring her to come on. And then when she didn't come on, when they already explained in public that they were trying their case in the court of law, not the court of public opinion, saying, but she was even very nice about it. And she actually gave him an affidavit that was not attached to a pleading and a reference to someone who is more numerically competent, statistically competent than she was. And he said that she didn't provide any evidence. I think, again, he's a grandmaster grifter of the highest degree. But the Overton window I was going to talk about, that was one of them. Trump obviously won by a historic landslide. Two, Trump has so many tools at his disposal. And I can get to this later if we have time. If we don't, that's fine. But as a lot of people, I mean, I find myself in great agreement with eight people who I consider to be top experts in the field, which are retired Lieutenant Generals Mike Flynn and Tom McGinerney, and Steve Pachenik and Ivan Raiklin and Mike Adams, et cetera, that the only way Trump loses is if he stops fighting and he's shown
right.
the opposite. He's actually building the state.
That's definitely the case. I mean, it's entirely up to Trump right now, whether he wants to make the moves that are necessary to save this country or if he wants to surrender to the cheaters and the socialists. There's very little that we can do except for show him our support and let him know that whatever he chooses, we, the American people, have his back. So very good call. Thank you so much, Johnny in Denmark. I got to cut you off, though, because we got to get through these calls. Let's go to now Shannon in the UK. Shannon in the United Kingdom, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Oh, hello there. Hi. Just calling in about this COVID-19 masks. The masks, when you're breathing in, it can cause a bacteria, which can cause pneumonia.
Mm.
So, obviously, then you're going to get a higher rate of the percentages of them, you know, hiking it up to be COVID-19. Also, the actual virus itself, I don't believe it's only, you know, been started to be created or found in 2019. I think, you know, you need to go back to 2012, 2015, when, or even before that, when the outbreak of the Ebola and with Bill Gates and this vaccine that he created over there that killed, you know, thousands and thousands of Africans. I also feel that people need to have a look into, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, his will, the trust of 1953, where that money went to. You know, he sponsored a lot of people for vaccines and things like that. He's inside this vaccine, I believe there's something like a DNA of a 14-week-old fetus.
Yeah, there why is.
Why did he have a birthing station then at his, on his island at Little St. James?
No, you're exactly right. And what you're pointing out is that we're so inundated with information about Bill Gates and the vaccine, all this stuff. It's worth it to take a moment and go back and look in history and go, what has led up to this? And what clues can we find from the Ebola virus and that sort of thing back in the day? Here's the headline from Reuters. Vatican says use of COVID vaccines made from aborted fetal tissues is ethical. So the vaccine makers say we don't use fetal tissues. And Vatican says, yeah, you do, but it's fine.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox
has betrayed President Trump as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You know, I never liked William Barr. I never trusted William Barr from his history, from his personality. He used to say the right things occasionally, but his actions tell a whole different story. Well, now it's being revealed just how untrustworthy and incapable he truly is. Here's the headline from True Pundit. A.G. Barr sees no evidence of CIA wrongdoing in Trump-Russia probe. So, hey, the spy state wants to spy on, surveil, infiltrate the campaign of a president for the United States. Yeah, go ahead. Let him do it. Nothing wrong there. Nothing wrong with letting our all-powerful, deeply entrenched spy state control the presidential election. Totally fine, right, Mr. Barr? Now, he also says no special counsel appointment for Hunter Biden. Of course, there's incredible amounts of evidence for Hunter Biden's treason, for his nefarious activity in conjunction with his father, Joe Biden. We have sworn affidavits. We have Tony Bobulinski. We have the laptop. There are multiple investigations out on his tax records anyway. Just an incredible amount of evidence compared to the evidence in the Trump-Russia investigation, which is absolutely zero. Mind you, that was after 2 years and $50 million. Still came up with a big old goose egg. Here we haven't even had an investigation, and the evidence against Hunter Biden is overwhelming. But A.G. Barr says, no, 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 no investigating him. That's not necessary. So if you want to spy, if the spy state wants to spy on a presidential campaign that they don't like, totally fine, according to William Barr. If the son of the vice president wants to use the power of the vice president's office to enrich himself and sell out the American people, totally fine, according to William Barr. He also says there's no evidence of election fraud. He says there's definitely election fraud, but there's no serious suggestions of allegations or systemic or broad-based fraud that would affect the outcome of the election. So you want to steal the election. You want to bring in entire crates of votes all towards one particular candidate and completely flout any sort of oversight laws. Totally fine. So just to review, CIA wants to spy on a presidential candidate, try to get blackmail, and try to prevent an outsider from getting into the system. Totally fine, according to William Barr. You want to sell out to the American people using one of the highest seats in the land. Totally fine, according to William Barr. And finally, if you want to absolutely steal the election blatantly with video evidence in, you know, the full light of the American media, totally fine as well. He's totally fine with all of that. Meanwhile, feds have discussed making a legal request for Giuliani's electronic communication, says two sources. So a federal investigation of the president's personal lawyer is ongoing. Two sources familiar with the matter say it's very active. So Hunter Biden, don't you dare investigate him. Oh, but Trump and everyone he's associated with? Yeah, you better bet they're subpoenaing everything they can of theirs. They'll get to the bottom of this whole Trump thing, by which I mean they will politically prosecute a former president in an attempt to send him and anybody associated with him to jail. This is literally the death of the country. This is the biggest danger to the entire republic right here. Even just these headlines alone are enough for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and do a deep clean of the swamp that is so, so long overdue. In addition to that, House oversight to renew subpoena for Trump's financial records next Congress. So even when Trump is out of office, they'll continue the witch hunt. They'll continue to find an iota of any scrap of evidence to suggest that he is in any way compromised whatsoever when you have just the gigantic dragon, and I use that purposefully, the Chinese dragon of Joe Biden and everyone he's associated with looming on the horizon. They'll ignore that and they're going to go after Trump and everybody who's associated with him with every possible dispatch. It's absurd and ridiculous, and we literally don't have a country anymore if this is allowed to continue. Anyway, that's enough for me. Let's go out to the phone calls, shall we? Let's go to who's next. David in South Dakota. Thank you so much for holding, sir. You want to talk about COVID and Trump? You have the floor.
Hi, how you doing?
Quite well, thank you.
All right. Let's see here. You see, the president's ever since about the mid-90s is when the actual corporations took over the government.
Mm-hmm.
They take turns, you know. It was just the oil lobbyist's turn, and now it's the medical and the insurance lobbyist's turn. And that's why we have this pandemic.
Right.
Sort of say. You see, the medical industry uses biological warfare to make vaccines and stuff. You probably covered this before sometime before, I don't know. But I'm one of these people in the Air Force that did biological weapons and stuff.
Mm.
And I actually consulted Joe Biden on this whole event.
Did you really?
Yeah. Everything Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all that. I even came up with the name Black Lives Matter for him.
You came up with that?
Yeah.
So what'd you tell Joe Biden about the vaccine?
Well, you know, all of them have always been forms of gene therapy. Mm-hmm. Ever since the first mistake of making a vaccine from the biological warfare, which caused HIV to go into the human population.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long time coming, and again, it's like you have the people who are in charge of the vaccine are also giving TED Talks telling us that overpopulation is a major problem and we need to kill off, you know, huge portions of humanity. You can't trust a word these people say. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Thank you so much for calling, Lauren. You have 1 minute, but we'll hold you over if you got a lot to say. Lauren in Ohio, what do you got for us? You're on the air.
Hey, hold me over. I have to talk about you in this show. This is outstanding. I live in Southeast Ohio. We have a show called Viewpoint from 9 to 10 in the morning on AM 770, a local AM station that used to carry Alex, but people, you know, pushed him off because they didn't want to hear the truth. The only truth that gets out is coming off of that show. This quadrant of Ohio had more votes for Ron Paul. They just elected a Republican. It's a Democrat stronghold. Young man Jay Edwards is the new state senator from this area in Ohio. The difference came from, I repeat, and I point people to ban that video, point people to the information. And I'm allowed to do that on that show. Where, like, if you tried to call a Rush Limbaugh, nah, you're not getting through. Unless he's talking about it that day, you're not talking about it. But I could talk about so much stuff. Now you listen to that show, it sounds like Alex Jones all day long. It's beautiful. Now,
hey, you know what? That's what happens. We'll hold you over, Lauren. We'll hear, you know, what you think of this show and any advice you have for us on the other side. We have about five more callers to get to in the next 30 minutes. So we should be able to get everybody in. So if you're on the line now, please do hold and we'll get to you before the show's end. We'll get to Lauren from Ohio on the other side. But, you know, what she's saying is true. If you don't censor, if you don't limit what people are saying, they sound like Alex Jones. If you just listen to the American people, they sound a lot like Alex Jones. If you had open comments on the internet, it tends to move towards the Alex Jonesian worldview. And that's why they have to censor. That's why they have to limit. That's why they have to control the information. When they don't control it, the truth comes out. And that's what we're all about. We'll be right back, folks.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing.
InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever. When the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth, we know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side, and the globalists know it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tomorrow's news today, next year's news today,
You're
next decade's
to the
news
American
today.
Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yes, it's InfoWars.com, band.video, newswars.com, brought to you all by InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're in Texas or if you're in California, it might not feel like it with the 80-degree weather that we're experiencing. I love it. I love wearing a shirt over midway through December. But yes, we are 3 days from Christmas, from the glorious coming of our Lord. And if you're looking to do some last-minute shopping, tell you what, avoid Amazon, avoid Target, avoid the big box stores. Do your shopping with some patriotic Americans at InfoWarsStore.com. And hey, maybe you waited too late. You're not sure if it's going to arrive in time. You can risk it. Maybe you can get lucky or expedite that shipping, but play it safe and get a gift card. Get an InfoWars gift card. There is something for everybody on the InfoWars store. And a simple gift card from InfoWarsStore.com can be a great gift. Before I worked here, I used to buy InfoWars gift cards for my dad, and he would go on and get supplements, and it totally changed his life. Suddenly he's telling me about chaga mushrooms and all this other great stuff that I didn't even know about, but it all started by me going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying a gift card for Christmas. It's a great gift, and I say that from personal experience. We also have 50% off the Winter Sun Plus, this beautiful little bottle right here, Winter Sun Plus. It's the ultra vitamin D, and I will be taking this bottle home at the end of the day. Please don't tell Alex I'm supposed to advertise with this, but frankly, I need it for myself, so I'm going to do that. All right. All right, folks, we're going to go out to your phone calls. We got two more segments left in this half hour, so let's go quickly through these calls. Lauren in Ohio, we held you over from last time. Anything else you want to add before we move on to other callers?
I'm going to pack this in tight, but the point that I'm making is you're handling this show with much grace. The ability for you to listen to people and not interrupt. God knows I love Alex. I got about every supplement he makes. I bought about everything he's got on there. So, but what I'm telling you is this kind of a show, you know, he's doing extra shows, I think, to really kind of bring it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this show, baby. You've got this. And he could sit back and this show will take off just because people have a place where they can talk, where real information can get out there to the people. Now, here, I'm going to hit you real quick with the COVID. I want you to understand what I'm reading to you. I'm going to read you the sources. Pathogenic mycoplasma patent, the special virus cancer program from the National Cancer Institute, the U.S. Senate, 95th Congress, and Donald MacArthur from the Pentagon. Okay, these are the sources on this.
Okay.
What you need to understand is you're under biological warfare attack with this COVID. And who's involved? The special virus cancer program created by the CIA and the National Institutes of Health to develop a deadly pathogen for which humanity had no immunity. AIDS was disguised as a war on cancer program and part of Project MK Naomi. The U.S. Public Health Service is also closely followed the progress of the biological warfare research from the very start of the program, and the Centers for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health for the United States, we're working with the military and weaponizing these diseases. When you look down in Australia, why did they stop those shots? Because people are coming up positive for AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bioweapon. I'm going to give you the name of this paper. People, please look at this. It's 11 pages. It's my fault, my fix. Stop whining about what they're doing to you and they can't send you some money. You can't give away what you don't have. We increased the national debt $3.7 trillion last year. There's nothing to give away. The government cheese is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to sharpen up real quick and defend your life. You can take vitamin C and vitamin D. Anthony Fauci's doing it.
Yep.
Some cod oils and some zinc and keep this thing off of you. But here's the name of the paper, and then I'll get off because I know there's other people. Mycoplasma, the linking pathogen in neurosystemic diseases by Professor Donald Scott. And if you just understand that the people you're going to and counting on, the idea that you would really consider taking a vaccine that's only been out a couple of months when you know darn well vaccines are the cause of autism, brain damage, all the diseases that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's about changing the conversation where they've been able to label people who question this sort of stuff. They label them anti-vaxxers in the same way that they label anybody who talks about the CIA or George Soros or Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy theorist. It's a weaponization of a term. What we need to do is come back at them and say, no, I'm a public health advocate. I'm an advocate for public health. I'm an advocate for public safety. And I'm worried that this is violating public safety and violating public health and is a danger to everybody. I'm not anti-vax, but I'm anti-dangerous. Concoctions that they're able to cook up and then mandate you inject. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for the call, Lauren in Ohio. So inspiring. And I thank you for the compliments. You know, you mentioned this is the only place you're going to hear this information. InfoWars Tomorrow's News Today. We told you about the bio attack decades ago, that it was coming down the pipe and that it would take this sort of form. We told you about the HIV inserts 6 months ago, or even more, when this information was first being exposed and they were dissecting the virus itself and finding that there were HIV inserts. We told you about this, so this shouldn't be news to you if you watch InfoWars.com. The other thing is, take a look at the mainstream media. First of all, we know about the total control that the CIA exerts over mainstream media. They have an agent in every newsroom, pretty much. So you think they're going to report on the fact that the CIA is involved in nefarious activities? Of course not. There's a CIA agent in the room making sure that doesn't happen. Who's their number one advertiser? Big Pharma. You think they're going to go against the dictates of Big Pharma when their very paycheck relies upon it? Of course not. They're going to kowtow and they're going to say whatever lies they need to say to get the paycheck. That's the beautiful thing about InfoWars. We are responsible to nobody but you, the listener, and the American people. If you don't like what we're saying, you don't have to buy things from us. You don't have to support us. But if you appreciate the fact that there are people out there that aren't controlled by the CIA, that aren't controlled by Big Pharma, and will tell you the truth because we have nothing to lose or gain by lying, then I hope you go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us, because you're the only person that we answer to. And I thank you so much for the call, Lauren. Let's go now quickly to Luke in Portland, Culture of Satanism. Yeah, you're there in the heart of darkness in Portland, Oregon, Luke. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Harrison. Definitely. Calling in here from the heart of darkness, as you might want to call it.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, because I was born and raised here. And where were you born and raised again?
Houston, Texas, sir.
Houston, Texas there. Awesome. Awesome. So you grow up and you see this hypersexualization of children going on here, just at an unprecedented rate. And when you talk about the pedophilia going on and things, it's just amazing. And so I personally was like, I grew up, went to high school, and by my senior year, I was being offered, you know, internships to Wieden and Kennedy, Fortune 5, started by Nike there. And you're going in, you know, one of the top three in your class or whatever, your college admissions guy sends you there with the president's nephew or the principal's nephew and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. They're straight up doing satanic rituals on DMT and LSD. This was back in 2010 when I graduated. I was just blown away. It was being led to the mountain, you know, and offered the kingdoms of the world.
Right.
I was saved by the power of Jesus Christ when I was 14 years old, and been a listener for about 6 years now. Definitely have lost friends. Definitely have had to take the knowledge and the sorrow, as Alex was talking about the other day, that comes with that, and overcome those obstacles and challenges that we're faced, those challenges that we're faced with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, you know, it's such a good point that you're bringing up. You know, Netflix just put out an Instagram post that just said, like, praise Satan. If you're not tuned in spiritually, if you don't understand the seriousness of the situation that we're in and the spiritual aspect, the aspect of good and evil that overlays reality, it's like, yeah, who cares? We'll praise Satan, like, whatever. It's not real. It is real. And when you put out things like praise Satan into the world, you're emboldening evil. It's evil. It's literally anti-good. It's not good. It's evil. And people just think it's a joke. They don't take it seriously. And that's how it sneaks in. And then, of course, you're pointing out that, you know, the righteous road is a lonely one. We're not supported by the mainstream. We are forbidden by them. And it's evidence that the world is wicked, the world has fallen, and we have to do everything we can to try to bring God's grace here on our own shoulders because, hey, it's up to us. Thank you so much for the call, Luke. Final segment on the other side, and I'm going to get to all four of the remaining phone calls. I promise I will. It's going to be up to the callers to make their points short. Joy, Hancock, Nathan, and Isaiah, we come to you on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. It's American Journal.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breaks your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the hull. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20. Thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night. So I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Fauci.
You really are a heel.
All right, folks, welcome back. Final segment of American Journal. We're going to get to all four of your calls in just a moment. First, I want to give you this news from the culture war. This is from the dailymail.co.uk. British film censor puts a warning on the 1980s movie Flash Gordon. See, they've added a warning about Ming the Merciless. He was played by a Swedish actor named Max van Sydow. He's a discriminatory stereotype. Can you believe that we once were so insensitive as to have an Asian man played by a Swedish man? It's such an amazing thing. We've moved so far from this. We used to be so insensitive and stupid back then. So, good for the British film censor putting a warning on that movie for having a man of one race playing a man of another race. It's absurd and needs to be done with. I'd also like to congratulate Joni Turner Smith for getting a role as Tudor Queen Anne Boleyn in this new period drama. Channel 5 has now hired Jodi Turner Smith as a Tudor Queen Anne Boleyn. So yes, folks, it's clown world and we're just living in it. All right, let's go out to your phone calls quickly. I'm limiting you to a strict 2 minutes. We can get everybody in. This is socialism, InfoWars style. We all need to share our part. Nathan is in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. You got 2 minutes, sir. Nathan in Wisconsin.
Hey, Harrison.
Hello.
Great listening to you, man. Great show today. So a quick plug. Those privacy pouches you guys sell are fantastic. Safe and Sound. They do Pro Meter, electromagnetic frequency reader. And the radiation from those devices reduced definitely by 90% to 95%. Phenomenal. Yep. But I work in IT here for a company, and we do IT for post-acute care, assisted living care companies. And I could tell you the nurses are definitely fed up with it. They just don't have the courage to, fight back. But essentially, I want to talk about solar winds. I think you guys missed the main point of how it essentially attacks. So it's set up. SolarWinds is a network monitoring software. You can use it to monitor like your data centers, monitor your Palo Altos and stuff like that. But they used a sunburst Trojan virus, and it's been installed since March. I believe SolarWinds let it be installed, but that's more conspiratorial. And essentially, it's used to data harvest. It can change your registry. It can remove, manipulate files, and ultimately just monitor your entire network because it embeds itself inside of your monitoring tools, and it can take full control. And considering the companies that got hit with, we got some bad news with that one.
So it's basically been in our most important systems throughout the entire country for at least 6 months, going totally undetected. It's rather shameful that we allowed this to happen, and nothing is being done about it. Thank you so much for the call, Nathan. Let's go now to Isaiah in Northern California. You got 2 minutes, Isaiah. Dollar value and the Fed. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, coming from beautiful, the great state of Northern California, hopefully someday. So that Fed, man, they're just pushing that. They just push that debt up. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, well, why are these people so incompetent as they would, raise the debt so high? It's like, no, they know exactly what they're doing. These people are not idiots. They're very highly intelligent people. People like Bill Gates. I mean, he's not in on it. I mean, he's in on it, but he's not directly.
He's not the one responsible for it, but he's contributing to it. Yeah.
But he's contributing with it, with the people that are doing it. He has an IQ of like 160.
Me too.
That guy's very, very dangerous. Very dangerous guy. And there's a lot of very dangerous people, and these are all smart people. And I heard that Nancy Pelosi was called a master politician.
Yep.
So these people, and that Chuck Schumer guy, that guy is a straight up demon.
Mm-hmm.
You see that thing where he said, we're going to take America and we're going to take the rest of the world? That is terrible. So this whole Fed thing, we need to get back to sound money. And I don't know how in the heck we're going to do it, but this whole dollar collapse thing is coming, and it's coming fast. And I don't know what the hell we're going to do about it.
Yeah. Hey, end the Fed, man. You know, if you read Ron Paul, he'd identified it years and years and years ago. You cut off the head of the snake. It all sprouts out from the banking system and the abuses that they're able to carry out because of the fiat currency and total hands-off approach that the U.S. government takes to their ability to manipulate currencies and all that sort of stuff. It's absolutely true. And, you know, you just make a great point. I try to reinforce this all the time. These people aren't dumb. When it looks like they're doing something dumb, it's because they're smart and they're tricking you. And you have to know these people are smart. They just hate you and they're evil. And, you know, people are like, Nancy Pelosi is a brilliant politician. Yeah, she's playing on easy mode. She'll never be questioned. She'll never have any of her assertions questioned or rolled back, or she's asked to define terms. None of that. She's playing on easy mode. All of these Democrat politicians are playing on easy mode. They can say whatever they want and the media will cover for them. The media will back them up. The media will act like whatever they say is gospel truth. So it's like, yeah, she's a great politician in the same way that, like, I'm great at video games when I have the cheat codes. No, you're cheating. You're in cahoots, you know, when I'm the banker playing Monopoly and I take money whenever I want. Yeah, I'm really good at Monopoly. It's not that hard to figure out. Thank you so much for the call, Isaiah. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I got to make these short, but please do call in tomorrow. We'll take your calls every single day if you want. Joy in Kansas is our next caller. Thanks for calling in, Joy. You got 2 minutes. General comments. What do you got for us?
How you doing, sir?
Quite well. Thank you.
I like you, man. You're a good guy.
Thank you.
Stay emotional, okay? There's nothing wrong with it.
I can't help it, so I hope it's good.
No, you're fine. This is what I want to tell you, man. Your program, your platform, if you would just use it one time to get everybody together, I don't know how, where, or when, and have them to pray, man, that would straighten out everything. You know how much power that would be to get everybody together? From your platform, 7, 10, 12, 30 million people and pray, that would answer everything. And then the other thing I wanted to tell you is that your world is an evil place, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been practicing this Satanism since the early 20s.
At least,
That's what's going on with the government and everybody. Everybody done jumped ship, and everybody worships the devil. And there's only few Christians out here like me and you. And that's why they look at us weird and come after us like they do. And I was talking to a young kid yesterday. He didn't even know who God was, man.
Right.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, they have this idea. Heck, gosh, I wish I had more time. I'd play this clip from Nancy Pelosi that I have where she says, people around here sometimes say, I'm faith oriented, so I don't believe in science. And it's like, nobody's ever said that. Nobody's like, I don't believe in science. It's absurd. And so I think maybe that's what you're talking about. Like, little kids now are like, I either have to believe in God or science. So I guess I'll choose science.
It's scary. And if you raise a kid that don't know who God is or don't believe in God, what does that make that person? Scary, man. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, it makes them easy to control, easy to manipulate.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to keep it short. I love you, man. Happy holidays, okay?
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. I love you too, man. This has been so great. I'm so happy with all these callers. We're going to go to our last caller, Hancock from Louisiana. You got 1 minute, Hancock. Make it good, and thank you so much for holding.
Good morning. I'd like to direct this to the Supreme Court. You have the chance to do the right thing, save our Constitution, and save our country from these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Second thing, we cannot let this vote on January 5th take place because that is an admission that we accept the November 3rd results of that election, and we don't. So if we participate in this stupid runoff, that is telling them that we accept what happened on November 3rd, and we do not accept what happened. Last, we are waiting for someone to stand up and say it is okay to fight for your country and fight these domestic and foreign terrorists who are trying to overthrow our country. I am here to tell you, it is okay to stand up and fight for your country. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our country.
People, yes.
Don't let it happen.
Oh my God. I love it so much, man. Thank you so much for the call. Hancock in Louisiana. What an appropriate name. Where's our John Hancock now? Where is our big, bad, big, you know, with the big pockets to fund the revolution? I mean, where are our true Americans standing up? Well, I'll tell you where they are. They're calling in to this show every single day. It's American Journal. Thank you so much for being here with us. My name's Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show begins in just one short minute. I thank everybody for calling in. Here's my goal. This week, I want some leftists to call in. I want some people who disagree with us to call in. I want some argumentation, all right? Patriots are great. I want some friction. We'll be back.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.